Besdin Masna.
He was the fourth character
of the Gila. But in the Halacha, state leave Besdin Masna, that you could put other things with the Ikar than you can't put on. Mitzvah Lamar Aleph. Mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos Begon. We're dealing with the Mitzvah of Kiddush. That's apart from the Issa Malacha. And Kiddush Bedvar means that we have to make a verbal declaration concerning Kiddush Shabbos. And that stems in the Pasuk of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Katra in the first Dibros. So he begins, L'daber Dvorim B'Yom Shabbos B'Hachnasosa L'Chem B'Tziyosa B'Sefer Achidah. That we have to articulate matters on Shabbos B'Hachnasosa L'Chem B'Tziyosa. At the beginning and at the end. So here already he's told us a chiddush. The Rambam also is of the same view, that Avdolah's deraisa, that Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Katra was not only the onset of Shabbos, sort of the quotation marks of Shabbos. You begin with a quote and you have the end quote at the end of Shabbos, the Shabbos that distinguishes it, being B'Tchilos or being B'Soifoi from the weekdays around it. So the Sefer HaChinuch is also of that view. That the David Rambi Yom HaShabbos V'achnasosu V'chim B'tziyosu. Rambi is talking about Mitzvah Saseh D'Raisa. And that's why I find it something very strange. Very strange. We're going to see that the Minchas Chinuch assumes, and I have a very difficult time with. I have a riot to him in one regard, but I have a big kash on him, and I don't know how to reconcile the two. We'll see. Shia Behem Zeicher G'dulas Hayom HaMa'alosoi. That what do we have to express? Now what we have to remember is until Anshei Knesset Hagdola, there were no fixed texts for anything. So everything was freestyle. He got up and whatever, every Friday night he went to somebody else's house, there was a different Kiddush. Some of the elements, the basic elements had to be the same, but the rest was freestyle. So Sheyi Abraham, what does it have to contain? Zeicher Gedulas Hayom, of the greatness of the day of Ma'aloso, v'havdalosoi l'shevach v'shoyom v'shalofonu v'achov, and have it significantly different than all the days before and afterward. Shenemar, Zochre Shom HaShabbos V'katsho, Klomar, Zochrehu, Zeicher Kedusho Gedulo. Remember its Kedusha and its greatness. And Chazal state that one has to make it alayayim. That a shayla in the chinuch, does he hold that zochrei alayayim is midurais or midrabbanan? Does it suffice for the mitzvah derais just to say a text of Shabbos without a kos yayin, or is the kos yayin min haTorah? Now, from the beginning, it's hard to tell, because he says v'chachamenu, so maybe it's midrabbanu, and then v'inyanu shanoistim because Rvius. Without going further, but we could interpret that, and he's interpreting the din derabbanu of kiddush. Be a little bit funny because he doesn't.
Well, you could say that it sounds more like derabbanu. But
the question is now let's go mishroshei ha-mitzvah. So good. We could say it's midrabbon. I agree. But now let's see the next one. Now mishroshei ha-mitzvah, the shorish ha-mitzvah, when he talks about the shorish ha-mitzvah, the chesev rechenich, it means the tamei ha-mitzvah. What are we supposed to gain from doing this mitzvah? Kedeshin is oyer mitoich maizah zeh liskor gedula sayon. That from this action, we should remember the greatness of the day. V'nikva bilavavenu, and we should fix in our hearts a moon of faith in Chiddush Olam that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. Kisheshes Yomim Osa Hashem. So he's talking about the basic idea. Now, all of a sudden, what's the next thing? V'alkein is chayavnu lasis hamaisim hayayim. And therefore, we're obligated to do it alayayim. Now, what's this doing in Shoshi HaMitzvot Kisimid Rabbana? Right? To me, I don't know how to read this, if this is not derisive. And there he gives a whole explanation of what's the necessity of a Tamei HaMitzvah and a Din DeRabbanan. Why is he going further to explain the Tam? And the Yifei says, L'fi shetevo adem is'orbo harbe yishu soyeb yimusameach. He understood the Jews, the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, when you celebrate, when you eat and you drink and you rejoice, it has a very powerful impact. Kvar amarti lecha, and I've told you, according to what a person does, that makes an emotional bond in the person's neshama with what he's doing. And for this reason, Omru Zechon Elevrocha. Now, later, he's first going to come, the next section later on is on the next page is Dinei HaMitzvah. So he didn't get yet to Dinei HaMitzvah. He gave a description of the mitzvah. Now, when he talks about Chachameinu, if he's dealing with the Dinei HaMitzvah, fine. If he's dealing with the, if he's not dealing with the mitzvah itself, so what did he discuss Yayin at the beginning? Then in the Shoresh HaMitzvah, he also gives a reason that it's Al Yayin. Well, if it's with the Rabbanan, then what's he discussing then in Shoresh HaMitzvah for? Now, the funny, the odd, now, both of those would lead me to believe that the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch is that Alakos is the Raisa. Now, he writes in the Minchas Chinuch, himself writes in Ois Dalet, V'Nedas HaRamkan, the Rambam's view, and the Sefer HaChinuch tends often to be rooted in the Rambam's Sheetas, and the author of Sefer HaChinuch, just the verbal declaration is Minatorah. That's only Midrabbanan. Now, the whole flow of the Sefer HaChinuch does not seem to agree with that. He mentioned it before he gets to the Dinei HaMitzvah. When the Shoshi HaMitzvah gives the Tam al Atala Yayim, it certainly seems derisive. But what I find very, very puzzling then, very puzzling, at the very, very end of the Dinim, the last din that he writes, "Va'ayvur aleu v'lo kiddush haShabbos b'dvorim bitul mitzvah saseh." If a person violated the mitzvah and he did not make a verbal declaration of Shabbos, then he violated the mitzvah saseh. V'in kitcho b'dvorim below yayin. Suppose he brought he made the kiddush just with a verbal declaration without yayin uvelo pas. D'yevid yotzi yedei Torah. D'yevid is yotzi yedei Torah. That is a very peculiar statement. First, if what? D'yevid yotzi yedei Torah. Now, first of all, what the Chiddush said with D'yevid is yotzi yedei Torah. If the whole case is midrabbanan, then of course he yotzi with D'yevid yedei Torah. What's his point? Alamai is telling me the din, it doesn't mean necessarily a Chiddush. Good. But the kitchen with born below yayin will pass the yevid yotzav. So that would seem to indicate, if you take it in that regard, that it's only with the rabbanon. That's the reason that the yotzi. That's why yotzi yedei Torah. But why yotzi yedei Torah with the yevid? So there is a way we'll see in this the Sefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch will deal with, which could explain why perhaps the only yotzi with the yevid. Perhaps. But the question is, how do we reconcile this with what came before? If this is an indication that kos is the rabbanon, and that's why if I made it ala yayin, I'm yotze without the yayin. I'm yotze with the yevid because it's only with the rabbanon. Then all the text of the Sefer HaChinuch before does not seem to fit. So I have a suspicion, which is the following: that where do we get the notion? What would happen? We say in shira al yayin, and if they did shira without the yayin, what would be? L'chayra, but the yevid would be kosher. That's what I imagine. So that I was not ma'ayin in that prat. But there's a Rashba, the Rashba says this, the Shulta says this. Where do we get the whole notion of kosher bracha from? Where does the idea of kosher bracha, where does it come from? So the Shulta is in Parshas Yisro, I think in Shulta Nunda, I think it's Nundala, but it's the Shulta is in Parshas Yisro. And he quotes in the notes here, Rashba as well, which says the same thing, that it comes from Ein Shira El Alayayim, which is a principle of the Migdash. So it could be that it's not construed, at least with the Ikuva, the Yayim. That's what I'm wondering. And maybe it really is the Raisa, and that's what it means with the Yavid Yayisei, because there's the Indian of the Shira, and there's the Indian of the Yayim. And if you did it without the Yayim, at least with the Yavid Yayisei, the Shira. So that would make everything fit together. That's why it's only with the Yavid. And that's why, in fact, despite the fact that it's a derived siddiqah requirement. But the socha made on l'chayra, the yayin, I don't know if the yayin would be ma'akif. That's the thought that crosses my mind. But it's a little puzzling just to put the pieces of the Sefer HaChinuch together. So he tells us a very significant point. And that is that at the beginning of Shabbos, it's necessary to take an action which frames what Shabbos is. Without that, we could roll straight through Shabbos and observe later, the next mitzvah is going to deal with Melechus Shabbos, refraining from Melech on Shabbos. We can go straight through Shabbos and miss Shabbos. We'll be Mekayim Shomeres Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha, but we'll miss Shabbos. Why? Because we don't experience what Shabbos is. We don't violate the halachas, but we didn't experience Shabbos. Shabbos Kiddush is to set the framework that it's different than all the days, the rest of the days of the week. The Radak in Yeshayahu writes that Nipsukim v'korosa l'Shabbos oynig diktosh Hashem chubud is what do we have a Sudan Shabbos? The Sudan Shabbos is also to set Shabbos off, that it's different than everything else. It's a special day. The Gemara goes so far as to say in Gittin that there were two families that met the demise, they were destroyed. One of them was a very, very wealthy family, and normally for most people Shabbos is a very lavish Suda. The rest of the week is somewhat more on the plain side. These were very wealthy people, and they lived well the whole week, 7 days a week, they lived very well. So if you came to the house on Wednesday afternoon and they came to the house on Shabbos noontime, couldn't tell the difference. The china was the same china, the crystal, and the silver spoons, and the quality of the food, the ambience was the same. So, it was a chisaron kovod Shabbos. Shabbos was not different. So the shaila is, so what is a person supposed to do if he's very wealthy, and he lives like that all the time? I mean, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had this problem. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he was a nosi, and he himself was a tremendous porosh, the Gemara says. He took no unnecessary benefit from this world, what's a physical pleasure whatsoever. He was able to declare when his life ended that he had not taken any physical pleasure from this world, which wasn't necessary for him to take. And the Gemara says that you could come to him, and in our terms, he came there in January and there were fresh cherries and peaches on the table. Because the Nossi lived like a melech. So in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, so how do you know what the difference was between Shabbos and any other day of the week? Well, we have a Shabbos, so the Gemara. So the halacha states that such a person has to at least eat the suit at a different time on Shabbos. It's a different month. Something to set it apart. It's just not another day of the week. It's not just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, all the same. We eat an hour earlier, an hour later, but something we're going to do different. It can't unfold in the same fashion. We relate to the things that we do. Abstractions we don't really relate to. And that's always been the struggle of against Avodah Zarah and all the doros and all its varied forms is that man relates to what's concrete. In the time when idol worship prevailed in the world, so you made an idol and you bowed down to the idol and what a carbon. Here he is. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, chalila. Nagila v'nismecha v'shu asa. The Lord in heaven, too abstract. We have it the same thing in today's world. It just has a less religious bent to it. What do we worship today? The technology which is concrete, the science which is concrete, that's what we worship. No less so than primitive men went to worship the idols. What's concrete, that's what we relate to. In the Western world today, it's steeped in agnosticism, skepticism about the Rabbeinu Shalom's role in the world. In the earlier ages in history, it was steeped in idol worship, Avodah Zarah. But the point is the same in all of them, to relate to that which is concrete. Maisa mitzvahs, we come to Shabbos, to believe in Chiddush Olam. The Rebbeinu Shlom is very abstract. Chiddush Olam is a very abstract notion. Can any of us really imagine this world not being here and coming into being? We'd have no frame of reference. You know, at least if we could wake up in the morning and look up in the sky and see the Rebbeinu Shlom make a star in the morning, so we'd have some idea what it means, Yesh Me'ayin, but we never saw it. It's all abstract. The Torah was Koveya Kiddush. Kiddush. Something concrete. Take a Kos Yayin. We pronounce the greatness of Shabbos. Then we're in the frame of mind to begin Shabbos. The beginning. And Yisrono in the second Dibros underscores this fact. The Shomer Asim HaShabbos L'Katsho, and it ends Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So he says, what's Kashet Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha? It refers back to tomorrow, when we accepted Shabbos yet before Maamar Har Sinai. And there it says, Vazanto L'Mitzvoisov, that we have to involve ourselves in the Ruchnias of Limud HaTorah and Asiyas HaMitzvos. And he says, if we fulfill Shabbos merely by refraining from Aloha, we missed it. That's not the full Kiyum Shabbos. That's necessary. It's important, yes. But if it doesn't accentuate the Ruchnias in a person's life, then he missed the boat. So the beginning of Shabbos is to accentuate, emphasize the role of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that takes place only by concrete actions. A Kos Yayin, to drink a Kos Yayin, to be mevorach al Kos Yayin, for all things that we do. With what we do, takes the abstract and brings into the world in concrete. Something to touch, to feel, to experience. Now, it's a very interesting question. There are a number of very interesting questions that the Sefer HaChinuch raises. Here we have Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, L'Katsho, and we have Parsha Zohar too. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara says that by Schiras HaMolek, if it says Zohar, it would just say, and it didn't say Leishishkach at the end, so I would have said Zohar is believe. Don't forget about it. That's just remember it.
Rakshom,
the Kiddush on the destruction. Yeah. Rakshom leisishkach ksiv. Since it says leisishkach, so the Gemara says shikchas aleibom. So I know you shouldn't forget it. So what zohar? Zohar is to articulate it. So the shaila is then the Gemara says that zohar would suffice merely to remember it, except for the fact that it says leisishkach. So by Shabbos, it only says Zohar Asiyom HaShabbos L'Katsho. So how do we arrive at the fact is that we have to verbally declare it? I'll get up Friday night, I'll stand in the dining room. Okay, now we're washing. This is over. It's the problem. Where am I eating when I leave? So why do I have to, what's the source? If Zohar itself only is to teach us that believe, and only the Sishkach, well, that already talks about Leiv, so that the first Zohar has to be prepared. So by Shabbos you don't have it. So the Shagas Aryeh has an ingenious answer to this question. Mamash, an ingenious answer. What does he write? An ingenious answer. It's pasper for the Shagas Aryeh. He says, we have the second Dibros, which is Shomor Shomor Yom HaShabbos L'Katsho. So Shomor, he says, would suffice belief. Doesn't imply an action. Hainu believe. Who's Zohar, Hainu Bepeh. So there are two psukim there. From Shomer, Yom HaShabbos L'Katsho, would not imply, the Gemara does not imply the Amiras Dvorm. Shomer, Yom HaShabbos L'Katsho, if I observe it, if I take note of it, that's enough. Who said I have to articulate it? So Zohar is also a second psukim. So from this he comes to a question which is an endless question in the halacha. There's a sugya in Masechet Brachos about it, and it really is endless. It's an endless sugya. Do we say in Maisa Mitzvahs that hero could deeper or not? That when I think about something, it's the same as articulating or not. It's a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara. Pashtus, we assume that we paskin that hero is lav kedibur only. That's our assumption. In any place where I have to articulate something, it does not suffice to think about it.
And a chola, if you can't speak, it can't be
yotzer. So maybe you can't be yotzer the mitzvah. Or has to, maybe you'll hear it from someone else. Shomei
HaKayim.
So it's interesting. But it does say, for example, that about Kerry, who was not allowed to recite the Kriya Shema, it's Kriya Shema supposed to be Mahara Baliba. You should think about it. You should think through the words. But there it could be, because Sof Kosof, there are really two aspects of Kriya Shema. There's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, and there's Kabbalah Sol Ma'afu Shemaim. Kabbalah Sol Ma'afu Shemaim, the Chayra could be done belief, even if he doesn't exactly fulfill the mitzvah. Why do women read the Kriya Shema? For what reason? They're not, in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, per se, as Kriya Shema, they're not mechuyev. But they certainly have to be mekabel olam hashamayim. That they certainly have. They can fulfill the mitzvah if they want of Kriya Shema. That's true. But kabbalas olam hashamayim, everybody has to do. We all have to realize what our standing in this world is. So there are certain things which inherently are things which are belayed. But kabbalas olam hashamayim is not the path. Even if we articulate it, prepare, the ultimate kiyum is belief. A person could go around saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and be Oyver Avoy Dezor. So he's Mekizi V'Kabal Amach HaShemayim or not. Not quite. So the Shema, it's through the process of Peh, but ultimately the kiyum is belief in Kabbalah Amach HaShemayim. The fact that we humbly accept the authority of the Rebbe Shalom, that's the Kabbalah Amach HaShemayim. So the Maisa Mitzvah could be in terms of Shema. But the Kiyum is belief. There's no question that the Kiyum is belief. Now, he does mention, we pointed out at the beginning, that his Shita is that Havdalah is Deraisa. Now, if Havdalah is Deraisa, so just whoever the poshes, whoever is mechuyim and zochar as the Yom HaShabbos, the Katra, in Kiddush, well, the same poshe teaches me Abdullah, zochar is mechuyim and Abdullah too. If it doesn't stem from the poshe, Abdullah is midrabbana, and it doesn't come from the poshe, zochar as the Yom HaShabbos, the Katra, then it doesn't have to have the same parameters as Kiddush. So there we arrive at a whole literature, a woman actually mechuyim and Abdullah or not, with all the implications that it has. Because if a woman is not really mechuyim in Avdolah, to the largest extent, with a couple of minor exceptions, all the mitzvahs of Seisha, Azman, Groma, women fulfill just as much as the men do. Every mitzvah that we can think of, that's mitzvahs of Seisha, Azman, Groma, Shofar, Lulav, Esrog, all of them, they're all fulfilled by women. All the mitzvahs of Seisha, Azman, Groma. The exceptions, there are two exceptions that we know, for whatever the reasons. Tefillin, we know the reason clear. Tzitzis is not so clear to me what the reason is. Those are the two exceptions that women don't fulfill. Yep. Oh, so that's true. That's kol sheyeshno v'shmira, yeshno v'shchira. So that's in Zohar Yom HaShabbos the Kacho. So if Havdalah comes from Zohar Yom HaShabbos the Kacho, so just as woman are mechuyev and shomer as Yom HaShabbos the Kacho, shomer which means the loisa say of Shabbos, so they're mechuyev and zohar as Yom HaShabbos the Kacho. So if it, so they're definitely mechuyev and kiddush. If it includes, we learn Havdalah from that pasuk, they're mechuyev and Havdalah too. But if Havdalah doesn't come from zohar as Yom HaShabbos the Kacho, then it's not necessarily in this equation. So then we go back again, maybe it's considered its own mitzvah say Shazman Gromana. That's the question. So there are very practical dimensions in the halacha to this. I mean, the pilpul is an interesting pilpul in the source, but there's halacha lemaisa too from this. And that is that I may be moitzi someone else with a mitzvah. For example, let's say you didn't hear Kiddush, so I can make Kiddush for you. That halacha goes further. Let's say I already made Kiddush. For whatever reason, you're not capable of making Kiddush. Ma'ezit tamshi. You're really, even if you could, but lechatchila, we tell you to make it yourself. But if you're not so disposed that you can't for some reason, so I can, even though I made Kiddush already, I can recite the Kiddush a second time for you. And this is true by all the Maisa HaMitzvahs, that Achol Bishayotz HaMoitzi. Now it comes on Rosh Hashanah, the davening ends, we finished 100 Koilas, and some lady comes running in, right, this is Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi, we didn't have the 30 Koilas, so Shlep Rav came and up there again, and that's it, and we do another 30. We did the mitzvah already, Achol Bishayotz HaMoitzi. But how about when it comes to making a bracha? So then it depends. If I can make a bracha for someone that's mechuyev in the bracha, brichas hamitzvahs. But for someone that's not mechuyev in the bracha and wants to do it on their own, they have, according to the psak of Ashkenazim, they have every right to make the bracha on their own. But I can't make the bracha for them. So if you, that's why Motzei Shabbos, who makes Avdolah Nishul? Who makes Avdolah Motzei Shabbos? I always have a bracha. Why? Because he doesn't have a wife waiting at home for him to make Avdolah. If a married guy is going to make Avdolah, then he goes home. And let's say he doesn't have boys that are at least 9-10 years old already, that he is mechuyev mitzat chinuch, mechuyev to make Avdolah for them. So then how is he going to make Avdolah a second time? And one of the things the women don't like to do, they like to do all the mitzvahs they say, Shran Gova. They don't like to make Kiddush. And Havdalah they certainly don't want to make. Yet remember it was a Yid. He died this past year. He died in about Chodesh Adar approximately. Entire Yid. Rav Lesha was his name. Although Shalom lived in Forest Hills in Juno Street. Entire Yid. Tama was one of the first Talmidim of Rav Moshe Zatzal in America. One of the first Mesmochim of Rav Moshe in America. He was a Rav a number of years. And a very successful businessman, and he was a big supporter of Rav Moshe's Meisters, a big Baltstarker. So I remember many, many years ago, he had to spend London and Shabbos on business. So he asked me a toyva, he had a wife and two daughters, that I should come eat with them Friday nights, so I could make sure I should make Kiddush for them. Now people, they don't like, women don't like, they don't like to make Kiddush. But I'm old, they'll make Kiddush, but Havdalah, forget about it, you know. I mean, there is a reason, the truth of the matter is, that L'chatchila, we try very much that a woman should not drink from the Kois Shel Havdalah. And if she made it, she would have to drink from it, because Alpi Kabbalah, apparently there's a reason she's not supposed to. So that's the ambivalence that women have. You know, commonly expressed in our community, they're going to grow a beard, but that's, you know, I guess that was enough reason to keep most women away from it. Whatever other tzoras they had, they didn't want to have that tzora. But as I say, the Tam is really Alpi Kabbalah. So there's a very practical dimension. This is not only an abstract question of the pilpul, but the pilpul, in fact, connects with the halacha l'maisa.
Going back to that, the silver one, the woman make her own bracha?
Yeah, baba. Yeah. Of course, she had to make her own bracha. We couldn't make the bracha for her.
But as long as your wife, before you get home, says, the bracha on the head of the bracha, starts doing dishes, no shots. So that it's almost like the same question.
We'll come. We'll get it. We'll get it. If that's true or not.
Yeah.
The truth is, we have a very hard time establishing that should be true, despite the fact there are a number of achronim that say it.
What are you guys doing?
Yes. Yeah. That he cites in Ois Hay. I'm going to skip ahead now for the moment. The following: the Gemara says in Avik Sofan on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Omar of Acha Bar Yaakov. He's talking about Kiddush. Tzorach lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayom. One has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Hayom. Ksiv hocha leman tizkor es yom tzeis chom eretz Yitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Leman tizkor. And it says in Shabbos, zokor es yom Shabbos l'katsha. So that means there's a gzeresh shova connecting Shabbos to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he writes, "Bein chaylek al membrazu." There was no statement of anyone that ever disagreed with this in the Shas. The poshut to whom in a Torah, it's poshut it's been a Torah because it's a gzereshovah's deraisa. We learn that we can give people misa based on things that we learn from gzereshovah. This is full fledged deraisa. Now, the first question before we go further is, what's the connection? Why must we have Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush? What's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim? We know in Pesach we should have Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Shavuos, that's how we came to Har Sinai. Sukkot is about, is again, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. What Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim has to do, we have it in the Tfilas on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's a subject for a different day. But that the Achronim, even the Rishonim talk about. We have in Vatita Lono, we have at the end of Vatita Lono, we also have Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? That's a Dashmus for a different day. But what does it have to do with Shabbos? Now, Baron the Siddur, now wait as he saw, has a very radical pshat. He has a radical pshat because it's very hard to understand this line in Kiddush anyhow. The line in Kiddush is Ki Yom Tchilo L'Mikroi Kiddush Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim. Now, this line in Kiddush is Mechusar Havona. It's just, it's enigmatic. What are we trying to say? Ki Yom Tchilo L'Mikroi Kiddush. It's the first of the days of Mikroi Kiddush of the Yom Tovim. Well, it came in Morah, it preceded everything else, that's true. But what's the point? Now he learns the line, the meaning in that line, and I still don't know why it's in Kiddush according to Ber, is Ki Hu Yom Tchilo L'Mikroi Kodesh, which was the first of the days, the holy days for the Jewish people, was Shabbos, because Shabbos was received in Morah before Har Sinai. And so he learns Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim goes back L'Mikroi Ki Hu Yom Tchilo L'Mikroi Kodesh. With Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim is referring to the Mikroi Kodesh, to the Yom Tov. In other words, this preceded the Mikroi Kodesh, which was Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim. But the question then is particularly odd. So why should Rav Acher and Yaakov have been concerned that we should put this statement into Kiddush? Who needs it in Kiddush if it's a description of Yom Tov? Now, the Ramban in Chumash, and it's cited word for word the Torah Shulchan Aruch, and some editions of the Torah have this name of the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. It's a verbatim quote from the Ramban. It's a typo in some editions of the Torah. It's the verbatim from the Ramban. And the Ramban says that we relate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in two different ways. How do we experience the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world? We experience the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in terms of Maaseh Bereishis. We experience the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We identify the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. Now we can see it in the unfolding Maaseh Bereishis as nature unfolds. That's Maaseh Bereishis in action. But watching nature unfold is to bring us to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the creator. The Ramban says there are times, though, that we find Maaseh Bereishis too abstract, too distant, too removed, not concrete enough for us. So what do we have to do? So then we have to focus on something which is more concrete. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is more concrete. And in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, once we start to think about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll connect this again with Maaseh Bereishis. Why? Because who was the one that could have done all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Who could have torn apart and redirected all the laws of nature at will? Only the Bore that created the laws of nature could so distort and turn the laws of nature on their head. So the Ramban says, if we feel distant sometimes from Maaseh Bereishis, so we need to focus on Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim. From Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim will bring us to connect again. Well, how could that be, Letzias Mitzrayim? With the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one that Zeichel the Maaseh Bereishis. So it connects, this theme of Letzias Mitzrayim is an essential theme in Shabbos, the Ramban says. That's why it has to be in Kiddush. Now, just in terms of what this line means, if this line is referring to Shabbos, then what is it? So the question still is, what in the world is this line trying to say? What's the point? It preceded, historically it was first, so then, so what? So it was first. You know, if you want to go to the Hall of Records in the bottom of the Empire State Building from the Guinness, you know, Book of Records, so we'll put, oh, which is the longest running celebration of the Jewish people? Listen, we're a pretty old religion. We're around for about 4,000 years, you know. Shabbos, okay. But such things do not play any significant role by us. What's first, second, that's... So what's the point? The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bo tells us, in the Parsha of Korban Pesach, and that pasuk, he has a whole, he writes the following, we're not getting involved in his whole Torah, but the punchline of the Torah is the following, is that until we started to observe Shabbos in Mara, till that time, Yom Tov was only Lo Yisaseh. was only a loisase. Till we received the mitzvah of Shabbos and for Shabbos, until the mitzvah of Shabbos and for Shabbos came, Yontif was only a loisase. The Gemara Psochem says, do we is Yontif a loisase? Yontif is loisase vase. It says loisase v'locha. But there's also what I say of Shabbos. So the Meshech Chochma says, when did it become, right, that's the conclusion of the Gemara Psochem, that Yontif is asei v'loisase, Rav Ashi's conclusion. It's not only loisase, but it has an asei too. Is that asay comes from the Shabbosim, from the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos of Shabbosim. That means the entire, all the kedusha of Yontif, in terms of the kedusha of the mitzvahs asay of Yontif, is a reflection of kedusha Shabbos. Until there was the kedusha Shabbos, in the asay, in the mitzvah of Shabbos, there was no mitzvah Shabbosim for Yontif. It is only when the Rabbeinu Shalom created, they gave the mitzvah of Shabbosim for Shabbos, that created the Shabbosim for all the Yom Tovim too. They're energized, they're rooted in the mitzvah of Shabbosim for Shabbos. So from that standpoint, we can interpret this line in Kiddush. Ki hu yayim, tchilu l'mikroi kodesh. Meaning this is the source, this is the primary one of all the mikroi kodesh. In that sense, not first to start, but it's primary. Because there was no Shabbosim in all the Yom Tovim. So Shabbos is not only Zochras Yom Shabbos l'kacha, but when we stop to think about the Yomim Tovim, Sholosh Regolim, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Asay V'Lois, Asay, where did that come? Because Shabbos is primary. And then we go on, that Shabbos, so Shabbos among its things is the primary source of Kedusha, and beyond that it's Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. But we understand, you see, according to Meir, I do not understand why Rav Acha bar Yaakov wanted there to be a mention of Tchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, if it's referring to Yontif and not to Shabbos.
Why is the word Shabbos used in that?
Well, that's the term that they use. I mean, that's the term that we refer to with a Shabbos. Now, it's also it's a cessation of work in certain regards, but it's a mitzvah to say. It's not a loy to say. It's Shabbos and what we should do rather than what we shouldn't do. Yeah, but that's Shabbos on in this sense is what we should do. Now, just one more moment, and then we're ready. So the Minchas Chinuch from this, and he's not the only one, the Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush, raised the same problem. And the Minchas Chinuch says, based on this Gemara, that Min HaTorah, one has to mention Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kiddush, as we do, he says he does not begin to understand now what the Mogen Avraham is talking about, and many and a good number of other Achrayim, how everyone followed the Mogen Avraham in this regard, was widely accepted. The Mogen Avraham says that if you daven, for example, when you come on Friday night and you make Kiddush, that's only Midrabon. How could it be? Kiddush is the Raisa. So the Mogen Avraham says, what's the problem? You daven. Didn't you daven Marv and Shul? So a Yaitse Kiddush the Raisa with Marv. That's the Mogen Avraham. So he says, how, and many, many Achronim after the Mogen Avraham, nobody was massacred on the Mogen Avraham. When centuries went by, the Mogen Avraham lived in the 17th century. And deep into the 19th century, late in the 19th century, or the beginning of the 20th century, the Mogen Avraham rolled. We don't find any major critiques of the Mogen Avraham. And yet at that era, the end of the 19th, the beginning, that's when the Minchas Chinuch wrote, the end of the 19th, in the Chofetz Chaim. And they both had asked from the same Gemara. The halacha is that you have to have Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush. We do not mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos. So how could we be Yoytze the Din D'Oraisa? Rabbi Akiva Eiger even went further. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a shaila. If you say good Shabbos, maybe you're Yoytze. Right? You meet a guy on the way home from Shul and you say good Shabbos. There are those people, for example, by Havdalah, it happens to be it works. Because by Havdalah we don't find, he discusses why that is later on in the Minchas Chinuch, why we don't have a requirement. If it also Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha teaches us Havdalah, so why don't we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah? So he has a teretz later on, which is not 100% convinced about. But the Halacha L'Mais is right. Now, for example, many people, what do they do when Eretz Yisrael? The Lord, it's, you know, one's not supposed to, one may not do malacha until midrabanan, after Shabbos, until one did some form of Havdalah. Havdalah b'peh, b'tfilah, baruch hamavdil, Havdalah l'kais. So what do you do Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael? You get into a taxi with a chiloni driver. They didn't make avdolah. So what smach do you go into? It's a shayla in Eretz Yisrael. So the chochmo, if you want to resolve the problem with chochmo, not with pilpo, so when you get in the taxi, you say shavua tov to him. So I'll say shavua tov to you. So he's yotzei avdolah. But shavua tov is also yotzei mechara. It's also yotzei. No different than Rabbi Kiva Avi's good Shabbos. Now he said Shavuot Tov. So he says, it's different than Shabbos. Shabbos Adam. Come out of the Mekodesh Lachar. Lachar is Yetzir. So he says, how could you be, how could the Achronim write? He says, he knows no answer for this problem. Mokum in Ichali Bereshit Hashem Yisborach. He says, Ben Hashemayim, they left me room to ask this Kasha with the Wargishu Bezah Achronim. And we don't find mention in the Achronim. He says, yeah, there is a Gemara. But the Gemara indicates that you could be Yotze B'Tfilah. He says, you know when you Yotze B'Tfilah? He says, either on Yontif or Shabbos, which is Yontif. Because then you mentioned in Matita Lori, you said Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you have a Friday night Yontif, so on a Friday night Yontif, like this year, the first night Rosh Hashanah, for example, so B'Tfilah, you Yotze Kiddush. Because we said B'Kaddish on Shabbos, and we said Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's what he says, the Gemara, which indicates it could be Yotze, it could be for such a case. But who says that on a normal Friday night the Yotze? And the Chofetz Chaim is beside himself from this question. A huge Bi'ur HaLacha, he's beside himself. The Chofetz Chaim is an ingenious attempt at an answer. An ingenious attempt at an answer. But he says, and not that he's pleased with the answer, but he says because of the weightiness of the Kasha, on the Mogad Avram is the major, major Achron. On Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. So he's fishing for a terror. So he suggests to Chofetz Chaim that maybe the pshat is that since we mentioned in Kriya Shema Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we mentioned Maaseh Bereishis and Shabbos in Shemoneh Esrei, so not, it doesn't mean Shemoneh Esrei by itself, it means in the whole tefillah, even though it wasn't in one shot. And it wasn't, it's part of the problem, it's really not in the context of Shabbos. If it's in Shemoneh Esrei, there are, for example, in the text of the Kolbo on Shemoneh Esrei, in the daytime, he has also, I believe, he has in his text, or in all the Shemoneh Esreis, I think he has Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the text of the Kolbo, the region. So if you had it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's in the context of Shabbos. Here, it's really not in the context of Shabbos. I'm saying Kriya Shema, as I say it every day of the week. The change to Shabbos is only when I start Shemoneh Esrei. Till then, nothing happened. Well, the Chofetz Chaim, to attempt to answer this question, wants to say that perhaps the fact that it was mentioned in Kriya Shema, and now to get combined with Shemoneh Esrei, all that means the whole tefillah together. It doesn't mean just Shemoneh Esrei by itself. And maybe that's how Yotze, the din of Kiddush, Kiddush Deraisa. So then starts a whole Torah. So if it would be true that you were Yotze Midraisa and you're only making it Midrabanan, so how are you Yotze the people that have to make it Minatara? Which in one regard is not such a problem, because we say Yachal Pisha Yotze is Yotze. But yeah, there are other dimensions to this problem too, where you have the same issue, which don't lend itself to the same resolution. We have, for example, an ocean of Tois for Shabbos. Before Shabbos, we're supposed to start Shabbos a little bit earlier, and Yom Tov a little bit earlier, because of Tois for Shabbos. So there are really three shitas in this. There's a shita that Tois for Shabbos is Deraisa. There's a shita that Tois for Shabbos is Midrabanan. And then there's the Rambam shita that doesn't exist except for not Midraisa, not Midrabanan, except for Yom Kippur. That's it. That's the Rambam shita. So according to the Rambam Shita, how is it, for example, if Plag HaMincha, you can make Kiddush, if we Mekabel Shabbos and make Kiddush? So how can you make Kiddush? Good, the Rabbanon said, so good, it's with the Rabbanon, you can be Mekabel Shabbos. But I'm going to make Kiddush an hour before Shkia. And with this, I want to be Yotze, the Kiddush, for Tzeisa Kachovim, which is Midoraisa. So how does it work? Here I can't say, Yachav Yisha Yotze is Moitze. Here I'm stuck, I have the Rabbanon to try to be Yotze and then the Raisa. There are two types of answers to this question. There's a famous Mordechai in Masechet Megillah, which the, if Tois for Shabbos, at most is Midrabanan, at most. So how do I make Kiddush before Tzeis HaKochavim on Friday night, and I'm Yotze Kiddush Deraisa? What?
Which is what we
In the summertime, when you daven early Shabbos, the Gemara says, Rav Tzolish for Shabbos, Barav Shabbos. Rav daven, then he went home, Lachar, he ate Tzolish Shabbos. As far as we know, you can make Kiddush. We don't see in the Halacha that you can't make Kiddush. That seems you can make Kiddush too. So how does it work? So there are two types of answers to this question. There's a Lomdish answer, and then there's a Din in the Mitzvah answer. The Lomdish answer is, there's a Mordechai, he has a whopping Kiddush. I mean, he discusses it in Minchas Chinuch just in brief. But the Mordechai in Megillah writes that if I'm chuyiv in something mid the Rabbanon, yom chuyiv min haTorah, it could be mitzvah. That the Rabbanon has standing vis-a-vis the Raisa. You have to relearn the whole Shas once you make this assumption. But the Mogad Avraham cites this Mordechai. Normally we assume if I'm chuyiv mid the Rabbanon and yom chuyiv mid the Raisa, I can't be mitzvah. He says it's not true. And you literally have to relearn the entire Shas if you make this assumption. The Rambam, who doesn't have place for Shabbos altogether, so he can't even give this terrace. So the Rambam has an ingenious answer. The Rambam redefines the mitzvah. The Rambam says that you have to make Kiddush and Abdullah somach l'knisoso. Near the beginning of Shabbos, you have to make it, that's all. It's not a mitzvah that you have to make it on Shabbos. You have to make it near the beginning of Shabbos. If it's not the beginning, so close to the beginning of Shabbos, that's enough. That's the mitzvah. So it's interesting, according to the Rambam, that the Din of Kiddush, which is the declaration of what Shabbos is, you don't have to wait till Shabbos to do it. You actually do it before Shabbos begins. Somach l'knisoso was enough. Perhaps, the Rambam is really going back to the root. It's a little bit parallel. The Rosh writes at the very end of Psochem, that when should you count Sphira? So we know, L'chatchila, we should count Sphira, Tzeisof V'chofen. With the Eved, we can count from Shkia on. The Rosh says, L'chatchila, you should count right after Shkia. Shouldn't wait for Tzeisof V'chofen. The last Rosh in Psochem. Why, he says? Because it's a bit of Tmimus. So how are you going to get the whole day in? If you wait till Tzeisof V'chofen to count, you missed part of the day already. So, but if you do it in Bein HaShvoshe, so then you've got the whole day. Shitas HaRosh. Perhaps that's really the point of the Rambam too, in interpreting this mitzvah. That the pshat is, that when should we do Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Katcha? Not after Shabbos starts. It should be done in such a fashion that it incorporates the whole Shabbos. So therefore, how can we incorporate the whole Shabbos? If we can only make Kiddush after Shabbos started, so I missed part of Shabbos already. So perhaps that's the reason, the point of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is somach l'knisoso, near the beginning, so that in fact the whole Shabbos yet lies ahead of me. Before 1 minute of Shabbos comes, I've already put myself into the frame of mind of what Shabbos is. Like, we'll hold it at this point, but Be'ez Hashem will continue next week with the Minchas Chelah.
Going back to the original point, I can mean that the purpose of the Kiddush is to try to bring a lowness, the elevated. Guy decides, I'm going to spend my Shabbos learning. That's how I'm going to differentiate from the other day. So, does he still learn the Kiddush?
Nobody is exempt from the mitzvahs ma'asiyos. That's the yisoid. That's a general yisoid of Torah. Even Talmud Torah cannot exempt one. It's an enigma why it's true, but there's no halacha. Normally we say Isaac for mitzvahs, potter min a mitzvah. So I'm doing one mitzvah, even a relatively minor mitzvah, I don't have to stop doing it to do a major mitzvah that comes along the way. I'm supposed to finish the minor mitzvah. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Talmud Torah can make it through. And yet there's no halacha of Isaac for mitzvahs, potter min a mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Any mitzvah that comes along, I'm chayiv to stop it. The only exception that we find in the halacha is chesed. If someone needs help and it's etchai de acherim, there are other people that are not learning it on the system. So then, obviously, on the macro level, so I should keep on learning and they'll do the chesed in Shalom Yisrael. But we don't have a dinner of oisik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah v'tamat Torah. It doesn't exist. Why it doesn't exist, that there's plenty of people about what the reason for that is. But it doesn't exist. A person cannot just rewrite the religion. I want to learn and that's it. doesn't go that way. You cannot be devoid of mitzvahs maisiyas. Okay.